I want to add a few remarks to what David already said. No, I didn't switch it off. No, it's being recorded. Whether you hear or not is immaterial. Well, as David said, this conference is a part of a five-month-long program. 5 months is how long I counted. He counts it 6 months. I don't know. Anyhow, it's being coordinated by Peter Constantine, Itamar Prakacha, Boris Schreiman, and myself. Besides this meeting, there will be other workshops as a part of this program, one on convection, one on mathematical aspects of turbulence, engineering aspects, and we also have planned one-day workshops, let us say, on various aspects. For example, limitations of DNS data, which turbulence people continually use, for instance. At any given time, we have about 20 or so long-term participants, and there will be many visitors and short-term participants. And the goal is, as David probably implied already, is to bring together people who normally do not meet, and we'll see what happens as the outcome. I therefore hope that you will all come back to ITP even after this conference. And more importantly, if you have an advanced graduate student or a postdoc who you think can benefit from this program and who in turn can benefit the program, please let the coordinators know. I'm sure we will make it possible for them to visit and stay for some time and interact with the people here. I think it's very important to be able to do that. The second comment I had, already David mentioned about the talks which will be recorded, or there will be audio record, and then unless you strenuously object, all the transparencies will be scanned and will be put on the web. ITP says it will be for perpetuity, whatever that means. So at the end of a session, if you give your transparencies to the front desk here, they will scan it and give it back to you, let's say, at the end of the day. And you can see your talk with the audio on the web. Log on and go on to online, and you will see all that. And then, about the talks themselves, there are 40 minutes. There are 40 minutes for each talk, and after the set of two talks, as you notice, there's a 40-minute break or a longer lunch break. The idea is to have flexibility in the talks. It's perfectly all right for a talk to run over for longer than 40 minutes, but I would rather like to see the talk run over because there is interest in the audience and there are questions coming from them, rather than the speaker wanting to speak for longer. So in some sense, therefore, I requested you to limit your formal presentation to 30 minutes, but there is no reason why you should really do that. I mean, if there are questions, interruptions, and people wanting to talk for longer, so be it. We are really flexible, and there is no real reason why the chairman should stand up at the end of 30 minutes and push you out of this place. So please use your judgment on this, and I ask the session chairs to use their judgment as well. So with these remarks now, the first session will be chaired by Dao Hom, and we will move on from there.